Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Omaha, Omaha!
Yes, we will be audibling here. Usually, Daily Gamut would come your way. Instead, AJ Preller is coming your way. And he reads...
We wanted to do the Daily Gambit, but AJ called down from upstairs and said, nope, you're going to do this.
This is what you're going to do.
Yeah, we do what AJ tells us, just like the manager.
We do what we're told.
We might as well just get it out of the way. People think that. Number one. Number two, thank you, AJ, for the check.
Oh, you got on the payroll, huh?
The envelope, the cash.
Wow. I
said a lot of nice things that I wasn't otherwise going to say.
Is that right?
About the hiring of Craig Stammen. Yes.
Is that right?
As soon as AJ, you know, came up with the goods, then I was good to say that Craig Stammen was a smart hire.
Of course, Chris is only being facetious here. That is,
yes, right. Thank you, Tony. Because people do not believe that.
People would believe that, right?
You
that
don't actually, help us, Chris, when you say things like that.
That people actually
will
think
believe
we
that.
Get
exactly.
money. They think
no,
we
that's
get
what
money
I'm saying.
Yeah, they will believe
for
it.
Saying nice things about.
You should
the
see
team.
Our YouTube comments.
Oh, I'm
no,
sure.
You're right.
I'm sure. What was the one they hit you with last week? If it was
if they hired a gardener, Chris or 97.3 or find a way to spin this into a good thing.
I thought
thing.
That was funny. That
was it
a
was
good,
funny.
That was a good one.
That was
good
you
one.
Know, a clean cut lawn goes a long way.
It does.
I'll guess on 97.3 The Fan. Join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. AJ Preller on his hire. AJ, congratulations on the new hire. How are you?
Good, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Craig Stammen, been in the organization since 17, but with you since end of 23. And the one thing I've noticed about you in my time here is that often when you hire somebody, there's a reason behind it. You aren't just bringing somebody into your circle without good reason. And we fast forward to the day. Craig Stammen's your manager. How did you massage this? Because having talked to Craig personally, I know family was a big deal for him. Getting him to commit to being a manager with his family that lived in Ohio. How did you decide, or what way did you go about trying to massage that and get Craig to kind of maybe see that he could fit there?
I think just going kind of step by step and, like, just being truthful. You know, I mean, Craig's a super genuine person, and I think, you know, he's somebody that, you know, he's a very straight shooter and honest person. So, you know, I think when we started the process, you know, after Schulte's announcement, you know, we started with a long, you know, large group of candidates and basically, you know, went to Craig and some others internally in the organization that, you know, that we, you know, we think highly of and just said, hey, would you want to be considered for this? And, you know, as we went through the couple-week process, you know, for Craig, you know, it was really just talking, like, step by step about what his questions or concerns were, explaining to him that we thought he'd be a strong candidate for the job. We also had some other really good candidates. Yeah. So, you know, we just went kind of step by step. Initially, he was, you know, at a spot where he just said, I don't think family-wise, I'm not sure if this is the next step for me. But kind of as we got through that first round of interviews, he came back and said, I've had a chance to talk to Audrey. Let's at least talk about what this would look like. So, you know, it was an ability to just talk honestly. You know, I think to me it was, again, you know, I don't think we have to sell anything with the Padres. I think it's just more about this is what it's going to be. These are the questions. You know the organization well. And I think because of that, maybe just led them to kind of start seeing, okay, like, you know, this is a good step for our family, and this is something that I think baseball-wise he always wanted to do it, you know, but right. I think when he got some of the family questions about, you know, what that meant for them to be in that chair, I think he started getting more and more comfortable with it. And he came back to us after the first round and said, look, if you guys want to consider me, like, I'm in. Like, this isn't something where I'm kind of half in, half out. Like, I'd be in with my family. And then we were able to interview him and then kind of start the process with him and get to the next round with the different candidates.
Now, Stamps said that you were coy in the beginning. But that would, the way you explained, that would indicate that from the very beginning he was at least notified, hey, we kind of want you to do this.
Yeah. No, he'll say some of those things. And, like, again, like, I think for us, like, we were pretty, you know, again, like, you know, because we were getting into that interview process. I know some people have said, hey, is it weird that somebody was in the first round right. of interviews, then became, you know, a candidate? I don't think so, because, right. you know, it's not just Craig. Like, you know, you mentioned we've had, you know, there's a few managers that are out there and a lot of people in the game that have been in that kind of special assistant role, and they're in there because they've got great takes. And myself, Josh, we rely on those on that group. So a decision like making an important decision about the manager, you know, Craig was going to be a part of that. But, you know, getting into that spot about, hey, if you're, you know, a couple other candidates that we talked to as well, they were comfortable at first sitting out and then eventually jumping in.
Right, right.
Because, you know, you don't kind of want to cross that line either. So
as you started to go to the process, and you obviously knew what you liked about Stamp, what was it about the things that he brings to the table that intrigued you of him being a manager?
I think, like, I mean, I think, you know, first of all, you saw it today, he's just very genuine. He's very comfortable in his own skin. You know, I think the same guy that you're going to see, whether we win two World Series or, you know, we have a three-game losing streak, I think you're going to get that same person. You know, he's very familiar with our team and our organization. Like, you know, I think we viewed it as a positive that he's played with. And, you know, like he mentioned, he's been on the plane. He's playing cards with, you know, with the group. But he also has a backbone. You know, he's not somebody that, you know, at the end of the day is just going to be about being buddy-buddy with somebody. He understands that, you know, he's very competitive and he's an elite competitor. So, you know, and I think, too, like that role that Schulte put together in terms of Craig, AJ Ellis, Alan Craig, you know, they were in uniform and they were kind of an extension of the coaching staff, working with our players, going down from the minor leagues and working with players and then being part of our big league group. So, you know, it wasn't necessarily he was in, you know, khakis and a polo shirt or basketball shorts and a T-shirt. But, you know, he was in uni with the group as an extension, just getting a different perspective and kind of seeing it from the coaching staff standpoint, the manager standpoint, learning from that group. I thought all of that, like, all those unique experiences for him, what he's like as an individual, what he's like as a player, and what he's taken on the last couple of years. And he didn't just, it wasn't like, hey, he was bouncing in, like, you know, hey, right. once each half or whatever. I mean, he was, you know, he was seeing 40, 50 games live in person around the team, spring training the entire time, you know, involved in all of our meetings with Schulte and the group before and after games, sitting in Schulte's office till late at night. I think all those things prepare him for the job.
You mentioned backbone. There's this idea that somehow Craig can be a yes man to you. How much do you want different opinions and have created an environment where there is debate on certain issues and things and how you see the team?
Yeah, that's our environment. You know, it's like if you can work in that environment where, again, you're going to throw a topic out there and best idea wins, and it can come from, you know, it can come from anywhere. You know, it doesn't have to come, a lot of the good ideas we've had doesn't have to be from the general manager or from the assistant general manager. We've got a great organization. We've got people that have been in their jobs for a long time and are really good at what they do. And, you know, I've seen Craig, and he's seen us, like he mentioned, kind of having a different seat the last 3 years. He's seen how that works. That's just leadership. Like, the best right. people are comfortable in their skin. They're able to get different takes and opinions. They're able to use that information. But then ultimately, we give a lot of leeway to our manager to make the decisions. You know, we're not the group that's, hey, this is the lineup simulator and go run this.
Right.
But it's also like, hey, here's the different pieces of information that you need, you know, from R&D, from our coaching staff, from our players, from the front office to go make informed decisions. And then, like any leader, like I expect him to make those calls, you know. And, you know, again, like I said, like we saw it as a player. Like he had, you know, to sit there with Ron and Peter and Ron dug in on some different things. And Craig was able to explain to Ron all the time, like, hey, this is my perspective, and this is why I feel this way. And it wasn't the union's perspective. It wasn't the commissioner's off perspective. It was, you know, it was what he thought was best for the players, for Ron, for the organization, and it made a lot of sense. When you see somebody in those kind of environments and settings, you know, just again, you just get a lot of respect for him, and that's just been kind of what me and Josh have seen over the years.
AJ Preller joins us, head of baseball operations here with the Padres. And AJ, you know, as you start to look at the things that are strengths for Craig, how do you feel it comes in and can help what's already kind of been built here going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think he's realistic. Like, you're not, you know, again, like we've had some success, and now it's ultimately like, yeah, you're going to take another step. It's you know, a big part of it is through hard work, and that's the way he was as a player. That's the way he's been as a staff member. You know, instilling that, you got to be willing to make some sacrifices, you know, and I think the group has made, our team's made sacrifices over the years to get to the point that we've gotten to, but hey, there's probably another step there. And I think for him, you know, being able to have the relationships with the players to be able to say, okay, you know, like, let's commit to something, and then ultimately, you know, have the knowledge and expertise and put a staff together that has that expertise to then figure out what those next steps are and hold players accountable. You know, he did that as a player. He's done that as a staff member. He's going to do it as a manager, you know, and I feel strongly about that. And, you know, I think to me, in terms of the culture, like the family component that he's talking about, like, you know, we've had very good locker room the last couple of years. You know, I know, like, you know, you lose to the Cubs and all of a sudden that means something must have been wrong, or
right. This
guy doesn't like that guy. Like, that hasn't been the case. But in terms of finding, like, you know, that next step or that next level and what that looks like, he did that as a player that had ability, but he was able to achieve or overachieve. He's done that as a staff member, and I think that's what he's going to ask of our whole group. You know, knowing there's probably a little bit more there for us if we're gonna be, you know, having a parade here. You know, and I think he's going to have the ability to ask that of the players and kind of demand that of the whole group, honestly.
AJ Preller joins us here. And, AJ, a couple more questions before I let you get out of here. This is one of the box checked for this offseason. You got GM meetings coming up here. You got winter meetings thereafter. A couple qualifying offers to guys who have been important to this roster. Pretty, I would say, maybe not top tier at the top of the list in starting pitching, but a lot of guys in there. How do you see this offseason shaping, including perhaps maybe adding a bat?
Yeah, no, it's, again, I think the, you know, we look at it, we know we have some, you know, strong pen coming back. You know, we have, again, like a lot of the core pieces from an offensive standpoint that'll be back into play. We've got to adjust the starting pitching for sure, you know, and then to me, like, and continue to add to the offense. So whether that's complementary bat, whether that's big bat, whether that's power bat, whether that's left, right, those are what the next kind of, you know, the next couple of weeks are going to be about. And, you know, we start today, like going to the GM meetings, you start getting a sense of what the market's going to look like, you know, having more in-person conversation about trades and free agency. But again, we feel like we're starting with a team that's obviously, you know, gone to the playoffs here now a few times, and, you know, a large part of that group's coming back. But clearly with King and C's free agency, you know, Darvish injury, Joe coming back, Pivetta being back, got to add to the starting staff. We've got to continue to look at it and rounding out the offense. That's what this week starts with.
Lastly, internally, at least you read discussion perhaps of having some of those bullpen guys become starters. And this is one of the organizations that has had a lot of success in turning guys from relievers to starters. How much credence should people put into the fact maybe Mason Miller, maybe maybe you got a couple other Morty Hone options out there? What does that look like when, you know, that type of thing is addressed?
Yeah, I think everything first just speaks to the fact that we have talented pitchers that, you know, have the ability to at least put us in those conversations, and we've had that in the past with, you know, the Kings and Lugo and Palmer and some of the guys that have made that switch. You know, I think for us, we'll go through the process of kind of evaluating delivery, arm action, stuff, mentality. And then, you know, to me, like getting Craig in place, he'll participate in that for sure. But having the staff really get together, we're going to round out the staff here this week for, you know, from a coaching staff standpoint, and then start those meetings. And that'll be one of the conversations is, you know, are there some relievers we feel like that we want to talk to and see where that goes. But we've made that evaluation in the past. It's been an area that we've had some success with. you know, we're going to get into that here in the next couple of weeks. And you know, again, we'll be open to having that conversation. You know, ultimately, we may get through it and feel like, no, this is a little different than it was in the past. Right. And we feel good about the way those guys are in the pen. And we've got to find starting pitching elsewhere.
Considering your weeks are going to be busy. Is basketball off this next Friday?
It's always on it. We'll find some time for that, actually. So.
Fair enough. AJ, congratulations on the hire, man. And good luck in the offseason.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.
AJ Preller, HBO, head of baseball operations. I just came up with that myself.
I like it.
Nonetheless.
Just now, or did you work on it over the weekend?
I actually worked on it over the weekend.
So your wife asked you to do something, and you said, not now, honey, I'm working on something.
I was coming up with questions to ask both of the gentlemen, and I was like, I don't want to write all H, head of baseball. I don't want to write that out. What is it? HBO. All right, here we go.
It's your mom's birthday today?
It is. Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom. Alicia. Yeah, that popped up in my Facebook.
I know I'm not supposed to, so I'm not going to give her age, but my kids have been, I'll just say this, my kids have been getting a kick out of saying her age. I'll let you guys figure out the rest from there.
What is that new phrase? What is the thing kids say? 4 or 5?
No, it's 6, 7.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah, Scraby, I was aware. I was trying not to say her age.
I'm just saying.
You guys did
it. No one confirmed it. No one confirmed it.
You gave it away. Well, happy birthday, Alicia.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah.
I know you're not listening, but that's okay. I'll tell you.
And I know she's not listening, and I know she wouldn't remember this, but thank you for all the times you cleaned the kitchen.
during my dad's stay.
During your dad's stay. We were all kind of in the same area.
Scraby got really uncomfortable.
I was like, where are we going?
No, Alicia was, she was on it, man. She took care of business.
Someone said it was actually 4 or 5.
That's kind of the newest version of.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Don't ask me to explain it. I just know that they keep
Grandma
coming up with,
is 6'7".
I can't do it with the 6'7", 4'5" thing.
Yeah. It's here to stay for a little bit.
It's here to stay
for a little
great.
Bit. Would you guys think of AJ's kind of comments or of the interview in general, Chris?
I'm just, you know, I think AJ is just, you know, I believe in the guy. And he doesn't give me any reason not to believe in him. I think he's got the right person here that he feels he can work with. I think that this is what the more you listen to general managers now, the more you realize that they need somebody that they feel comfortable with. It doesn't mean somebody that they, although the naysayers will say that he wants somebody he can control. I think we've kind of should be beyond that by now.
We should. That's we the really kind of should. Come the low hanging
yeah.
fruit.
So
take.
You know, I think it's interesting too that the two of you guys guard each other on the basketball court and then get into these serious discussions on the. You could hear him smile when he said, "Yes, Tony. What can I do for you?"
Yes, it did go from competitors to colleagues. I mean, that kind of happens.
I'm taking a wild guess here, but I bet you once the game starts, you guys are pretty competitive at it.
Oh, yeah. That guy specifically. I can control mine a little bit. I don't know. AJ, he can get a little testy from time to time.
Have you ever not fouled him on the way to the hoop, but he calls foul on you anyway, and then you go, come on, AJ, and he goes, that's a foul. You know how those go.
Probably. All right. Probably for sure. All right, let's get to break. Daily Gambit, we pushed it back. No Daily Gambit.
No, we're not going to do it because Chris is going to be gone the rest of the week, and we should say that we're all going to be gone tomorrow. Tony and I are back on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but our Daily Gambiteer is going to be gone.
All right, well, we'll figure out what we're going to do on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
There's plenty to discuss. Hi, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 3:25 is the time. By the way, kudos to one Anthony Gwynn. Good interviews.
Yeah.
Back to back. Tony sitting down with Craig Stammen and AJ Preller.
Mm-hmm.
So good stuff, Tony. Well done by you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the fact that we all get the same paycheck today, despite the fact you did most of the work. This hour, 97.3. Well, Scraby gets that most days.
I'm feeling it. Oh, wow.
This hour, 97.3, The Fan, brought to you by Staples. Have an easy holiday.
I'm just filling in for Sam Levy, who was took a vacation at an inopportune time.
Sammy Lev!
Yeah, Sammy is going to, he is there now. He's going to Hawaii for the first time in his life.
Oh.
And I said, aloha.
For the first time in his life?
Really? Yeah, I mean, wow. East Coasters don't do this as much.
I guess it's a little too far. Huh?
It's a little far for him.
Yeah, can you imagine? I've always known the, like, the 5-6 hour flight, not the, like the 10-hour flight.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, a big social media guy, but I did see Sammy post a, I think it was Instagram.
It usually is.
And he was packing his suitcase. And he said, I'm going somewhere and I'm packing. See if you can guess where I'm going. And I thought, okay. Sam's, you know, he's out there.
Oh, yeah. He's
We don't need to see everything, Sam.
Right. That's what everything. I thought. I thought, okay, I don't need to be in your bedroom with you while you're packing.
Remember
but
that
hey.
One time he did the video where he was, it was a day in the life of Sam, and he showed himself getting out of bed?
Sam, he was getting a little, almost uncomfortable.
Sam does great videos.
You but he also has like creator. 80 million followers. So.
No, that's what his people want.
That's what he does. All right, I was in the middle of telling you that Staples is a place where they have you can save on top tech and gaming gifts, plus shipping supplies and services to get your packages there safely. So don't miss 40% off custom cards, invites, photo gifts, wrapping paper, and more. Staples, that was easy. I don't know if this will... This doesn't do anything, but that's the ring, guys. If you can see it, I found a picture of it.
Oh, you're back on Instagram.
It disappeared.
I would take your thing away.
Oh, before there goes my Instagram account, right? Now everybody look. Okay, that's the best I can do. I don't know if you
Oh, that's nice.
It was very nice.
Oh, so. I see what he's doing. I see.
Can you? Why does it keep going away?
Because it's a
story.
Okay. Anyway, there's the ring. Goodness.
Why does it keep going away?
You know, I'm trying to... execute here.
Cody said what I was thinking. Elo, that was dangerous, bro.
Oh, whatever.
I mean, I don't think Chris has anything weird in his Instagram, but it's always weird. Hey, you just never know.
You just never know. You never know.
I guess you never know if you have to worry about never knowing.
But... Long time ago, I was using the StreamYard, and I exited the video, and it just showed all of my email inbox. I'm like, whoa, we can't be doing that now.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem there, for sure.
Eagles and Packers is coming up. We have the pregame stuff coming up at 4 o'clock, so we're headed toward that. We have a big five before that as we wrap up week 10 of the National Football League. Real quick, just we got a minute here. We don't.
Thank you.
All right, I'll ask on the other side. Gwen and Chris comes back before Scraby gets mad at me. And we'll have our biggest fan announcement for today. So if you're in the hopper, don't go anywhere. Your name could be called next on 97.3 The Fan.
We got our biggest fan. Indeed, congratulations to today's biggest fan, James Taft. Of Santee. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes, 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for a grand prize. 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all of the fan staff later this season. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfans. Also, This is that your part, or do I need to read that too?
I'll do that one.
Okay.
You've already read the read.
Scraby's got a big five. James, get to it. 833-288-0973.
The new thing for the chat is anytime it's not one of their names, it's a fake name.
Fake name. I got you.
I do want some of the chat people to win because they're here every day. So
make it happen, man. Rig the game.
Just no.
Games are being rigged all over the place.
Don't let Manuel Clase do all the cheating.
I was going to say.
Games are being rigged all over the place.
Yeah, I'm not going to rig that because I'm too much of a rule follower.
You are very much a rule follower.
It's been an issue in my new relationship.
Is that right? She wants you to break
the law?
Not break the law. Chris always takes it to the extreme. No, but it's like... Oh, I'm not going to get over here.
There's a car right there. Get over in front of him.
Oh, hold on. Should we take James on the air?
Is James? Oh, he's calling right now.
I think so. Let's take him. Hello, James. Don't swear. You're our biggest fan.
I will not swear.
Good for you, okay. James.
Congratulations, James. Sir.
How much do you listen to the show, James?
First time.
Dude, like every day.
Okay.
And if I'm on YouTube, it's Sergeant Cowbell.
Oh, okay. I know your name. Thank you, James. Thank you, James. I'll put you in there. You have won. Thank you for calling in. So
hope you get the big prize at the end, James.
Forgot what I was saying. Oh,
you and everybody else.
Relationship.
Yes. So she asks you to skirt the law, and you say no.
Skirt the law.
It's like it's little
skirt
things.
The authorities. Elude the authorities.
Like if there's something that's blocked off, but it's an easy route to get to where we need to go. Like if we're walking.
He's like, let's go.
She'll be like, let's go. And I'm like, no. It's blocked out. It's blocked off.
What's blocked off?
Like a sidewalk or something where you're not supposed to be walking. It's little small things like this. And she's like, come on, dude. Come with me.
Have you run a red light yet?
Through this. No, I would never.
I would never.
But she can ask, you think?
She likes to push boundaries. I'm not a boundary pusher.
Is Brooke a risk taker?
Not as much as me, though. That's the weird part.
So you're a rule follower and a risk taker. That's usually don't go together.
Well, because I will jump out of a plane legally.
Oh, that kind of risk. You like the risk with your life.
Yeah, yes. Okay. All right. Yes, yes.
All right.
So
let's get to your big five there, buddy.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Brandon on the chat says, I've heard more disagreements with Scraby's relationship, the sandwich boundaries that I had, than agreements. It's not fun to talk about the agreements. It's only fun to talk about the disagreements. But point taken, Brandon. I need to bring some good with the bad.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Number five.
Still learning this whole thing. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Chris, you're up first. I saw a report over the weekend saying the Mets, Yankees, Padres, and Rangers were all rumored to be in on acquiring closer Edwin Diaz in free agency. Padres already have a closer, presumably, with Mason Miller. Chris, do you think the Padres should go after Edwin Diaz?
I don't. They have other needs. and he's going to cost a ton of money, and the Padres need to spend that money in places they need to spend it. I don't see Diaz agreeing to be an eighth inning guy, and I don't think it's fair to ask Mason Miller to do that again. So a lot of reasons why I say no.
All right. Tony, do you think the Padres should go after Edwin Diaz?
As it's presented right now, no. But I think we would be silly to think we have an idea how this free agency is going to go. I just get the sense that it's going to be creative again. What that means, I don't know. And a lot of it's because we don't know where the Padres are at in terms of what they can or will or want to spend come free agency. So I'll say no on the surface right now, but who knows what could happen that could make it make sense. Maybe they decide to go with a super pen. Now, who knows? I don't know.
Maybe I should also add that if the Padres think a closer would be cheaper than a starter, maybe they get Diaz and make Miller a starter. That's always another part.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Can never know with AJ.
Right.
I will go out on a limb, and I will predict that Mason Miller would not be a starter in 2026. You already got an electric closer.
Number four.
Actually, let me read this first. This holiday season, too many San Diegans will go hungry. Join 97.3 The Fan and support the San Diego Food Bank. Donate food directly online through our Odyssey San Diego Food Fund, where every donation helps feed local families. Go to 973thefansd.com/foodfund and give today. That's very important with everything that's happening right now. Number four, I was reading over the weekend about how the lack of experience in this round of manager hires stood out to a lot of the national writers. Baseball seemingly is going in another direction as we've talked about, and some former managers are collateral damage. The Athletic reported guys like former Cubs manager David Ross and former Orioles manager Brandon Hyde drew little interest in this round of hirings, even though nine teams needed to fill the manager role this offseason. So, Tony, why aren't these guys getting good looks? Because they're not really retreads in my mind yet.
I'm not going to lie to you, Scravy. I, zoned out on the second half of the question.
He gave me this look at
You could go to me first, but I never paid attention to any of it.
Well, I knew. I know Chris doesn't. That's why I said his name first last time.
The second half of the question, I kind of just...
David Ross, Brandon Hyde, not getting interest in this round of hirings. Why aren't these guys getting looks?
It's a great question. Obviously, those guys have good experience, but clearly that wasn't what teams coveted during this cycle of hires. I think my man for the Twins is the only kind of retread.
Oh, Derek Shelton.
That was out there. And so, if you want to call it that. So I just think we may be overvaluing experience. And listen, 3 years from now, it may turn out that we didn't overvalue it, that it was undervalued. I don't know. I think that's kind of remains to be seen. But you can see in a scenario like the Padres why it worked. I mean, even the three candidates that the Padres had outside of Stammen all had no experience managing-wise at the big league level. So I told you guys this before. I think we kind of are maybe cycling out of the names that we had seen, not the Rosses of the world or the Hydes, because those are relatively young managers, right? But I do think it's turning into a young man's job, so to speak. And that's why I think you saw this cycle kind of play out the way it did.
I'm going to skip Chris because he wasn't paying attention.
I really wasn't. I didn't pay attention the second time
you shouldn't be happy about that. I mean, you got to do your job,
I'm in the middle of a fantasy season. I'm playing Tony tonight. The game's on the line. Scouting.
You can't wait 15 minutes?
He not said really. He's scouting. Not your really. Lineup is already done, buddy.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out ways to see if I can change things.
Number three.
You better go straight to Tony.
Chris, what do you think? Why aren't these guys getting hired?
Who's that?
Okay. Brian Kelly.
I thought you were on to the next question.
Brian Kelly has reportedly turned down two financial settlement offers from LSU after being fired by the university last month, ESPN's reporting. On the day he was fired, Kelly rejected a lump sum payment of $25 million from LSU AD Scott Woodward per documents obtained by the Baton Rouge Advocate. Want to get that in there. In addition to the $25 million, Woodward was reportedly willing to change the language in his contract that stated he would receive less money from his buyout if he decided to coach again. Kelly later also rejected the school's increased offer of $30 million. Chris, should Brian Kelly take a lower buyout amount?
Are you kidding me? I mean, he didn't do it, right? He didn't sign himself. I'm looking at this. $54 million is not $30 million. I mean, would you say okay to somebody offering you $24 million less than you're owed?
I got the bag, though, right here. I'll give you the $24. I got it in my
hand.
Here
it is. But
right
no.
Here.
Brian Kelly doesn't need the money right now.
$24 million. You know, I'm almost anti-Brian Kelly, but not this time.
Yeah, that's sorry. That's a wild question.
It was a nice try by
hey,
the AD.
You're
on
fired.
His way, it was a nice try by the AD on his way out the door, right?
Yeah,
he got fired.
He was trying to save his job. He's like, "Hey guys, I saved money. Now I can go report to the Louisiana governor that he only has to pay $25 million." Tony, I know this question's ridiculous, but should he take a lower payout?
I could. For those who knew my dad kind of intimately.
Yeah.
There was a gesture that he would do. Not the double bird salute, but there was another old school gesture he used to do. I could see that gesture.
Was it another way of saying the same thing?
Kind of.
Okay, I get you.
But
there was a few ways to say it.
To show it.
To show it.
Without saying.
Right, yes.
Yeah, no, I could see that signal being given to Woodward as he offered $24 million of the 54.
I mean, don't you feel bad that you didn't do a very good job?
Yes, I do, but I went all $54 million. Yeah, I'm sorry, that's what we signed up for.
Do you even think Kelly he feels doing. Bad?
Woodward?
No.
First of all, no. A. B, I don't think Woodward feels bad that he's telling him no. He's like, listen, I'm already gone. So
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true too.
At the end of the day, you take this or you don't, but I'm obligated
16,
to ask you.
There's 16 teams in the SEC. A quarter of them have fired their coaches already this year during the year.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Florida, Arkansas, LSU. I mean, that whole conference is just ludicrous. And it just they are living in a fantasy world.
They are.
But
some of those schools are certainly living in a fantasy world.
Number two.
Brian Daboll is no longer the head coach of the New York
Auburn,
Giants.
Sorry, was the last one.
Yeah, Hugh Freeze.
Yeah, I didn't.
And he didn't really have that big of a buyout, so he didn't make much news because he has
Governor stayed out of that one.
Yeah,
Governor of Alabama is too busy.
The Giants are 2-8 this season. They lost a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter yesterday to lose the game against the Bears in Chicago. Dable's record 20-40-1 as the Giants head coach. 61 games. That's a lot more than I thought he had been the head coach for. But we've talked about this. And side note, Jackson Dart has been removed from the game four times this year to be checked for a concussion. Yeah, this guy needs to stop running with his head first.
Well, also, how many times do you get to be removed for a concussion before they don't let you play the next game? I mean, Tua, they wouldn't let him play in situations, right?
Yeah, I don't
Tua
know.
Wasn't responsive.
No, I know,
those.
But you know what I'm saying.
Those, yeah.
You get a concussion, you let him in the next week. Get a concussion, let him in the next week. Eventually, somebody's got to step in.
Yeah.
I would think.
My question to you guys is, and Tony's up. When does the GM Joe Shane get fired?
I don't know, man. This dude's been caught on video basically telling Saquon, hey, man, test the market, man. Basically tell him you'll be back. And then offering like a week, you know, if you give us a shot to match whatever you get. And then he had the owner in his office. This was also caught on tape. Basically saying, man, I would hate to lose Saquon to like someone like the Eagles.
Ah, never.
Never.
And then he had another young man in there questioning, hey, you know what? Are we sure we want to let Saquon go? And yet he keeps his job through it all. He drafted Daniel Jones, who, by the way, is playing well for the Colts, but played horribly for the Giants.
Coaching.
They paid him.
Well, that's not true. I mean, when he was healthy and
the first
Daboll
year for Daboll,
had him,
yeah,
he got to the playoffs with him.
He decided to pay him, and that has change the course of their organization. So I don't know what he's got on, was it Mara?
Yeah, Mara.
John Mara. Is it John?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, look at me. I actually got
nice
that right.
Nice job.
The way the Giants are run, they might want to call Kate Mara.
I was going to say.
Actress, bring her in.
Yeah, it's all bad. I don't know how he's keeping his job.
Kate Mara, great in American Horror Story Season 1.
Good actress.
Yes.
Are you not confusing her with her sister Rooney, are you?
No, Rooney
There's
is
two
in...
Mara actresses.
Oh, the aliens are back.
This sounds like sirens today.
Oh,
anyway,
that's not
Rooney
me.
Mara, wasn't she in the... She was in the...
we're digressing
the,
here,
the dragon
gentlemen.
Tattoo one, I think.
Yes, she was. Back to Brian Daboll. He was the coach of the year in 2022. I don't think he's forgotten what to do. You know, so I think they should be looking elsewhere here. But one little ding for sure on Brian Daboll. He did lose a game yesterday. He also lost that Denver game.
Yeah.
33 points after leading 19-0.
That's tough.
You know, your players are still not the ones, you know, they're not executing out there, whatever, but coach is going to feel that when you start losing, you know, a bunch of games in that manner. So, and I'm sure the GM was told either you fire him or we're firing you.
Yeah.
So that's just the
cold
first
game.
Step. Yeah.
Part of me thinks that I would be like, fine. Pick both of us. I'm not going to...
You're a loyal guy.
I'm not going to be the guy who takes the beating now that Dable's gone. That's who's going to be blamed for everything
Again,
going
Joe
forward.
Shane has a family to feed, and he wants to have a job.
I think he's fine.
I think he's okay.
I think he's financially
Fair
okay.
Fair enough. Number one.
This is kind of crazy, and I don't know whether or not it's true, but what... You know, we've talked about it when Rob Manfred walked into the Phillies clubhouse over the summer and talked about an MLB salary cap. And then Bryce Harper said, get the bleep out of our clubhouse if you're going to talk about the salary cap. Well, more news has come out about this. And I guess the
TMZ Sports is on this. So
yes,
you know, they check their source as well.
Sports agent Alan Walsh has a podcast named Agent Provocateur. And he represents many NHL players, but he revealed that Phillies star Bryce Harper was threatened by MLB officials after reportedly cursing out Commissioner Rob Manfred. Here's what he said on the podcast. Harper and a few other players were now in a discussion afterwards with Manfred and some of Manfred's staff, including, I believe, the deputy commissioner who was also there. And in the course of this conversation, which also got heated, someone with Manfred, not Manfred, but somebody with him, like a deputy commissioner, said to Harper, quote, don't ever say that again to the commissioner. Don't ever disrespect him again publicly like that. That's how people end up in a ditch, end quote. And that was never reported before. So
Bryce Harper's life was threatened.
Basically.
Apparently
so.
Basically. Apparently.
Chris, okay. Do you believe this?
Well.
It's coming from a source that's coming from a source.
Yeah.
Secondhand, in other words.
Might even be third hand.
I believe it's very possible. After all, there was an NFL coach this year who threatened another coach's life on the field after the game. I believe he was given a $50 fine for this or something, and he was defended to the hilt by one Matt Scraby for his actions.
I don't think that what's-his-name said, I'll put you in a ditch.
Robert Zala, did he say something along the lines of expecting bodily harm?
I don't remember.
Ah, yes. The convenient, I don't
remember. I mean, it's really funny, too. Liam Cohen's very quiet these days, guys.
He lost the last one, so.
He's lost a lot of games, Mr.
Right.
I'm
you
so
know
great.
What? Listen to you. Tony, you answer while I look up the story of Robert Saleh.
No, we don't have enough time,
Liam
so Tony,
Cohen.
Go ahead. Liam Cohen started the whole thing.
I want to know what he said.
I think it's very possible that it was said. I want to know how Bryce withheld from laughing in his face as he was telling him that.
I can only imagine Bryce Harper just being like, what?
Like,
did he really just say that?
It'd be hard to take somebody in Rob Staff that seriously as they said something like that.
Or, I would be careful with messing with Bryce Harper. He seems like he's got a screw or two potentially that could come loose.
I'm just saying, whoever had the goal to say it to him, hopefully, maybe he didn't actually hear it as he was
to him.
Oh, yeah. He could have got
said to Harper.
He could have had his hands put on him then.
I don't think he threatened his life at all, except for he said, I was trying to compliment your bleep. I will bleep your world up. You don't want to bleep with me. Here's the part that isn't a threat at all. I will bleeping end your bleeping life.
I don't know how Robert Sala. I don't know how Robert Sala got brought into this whole thing.
Because we're talking about whether somebody.
God, I wish the Dolphins were bad again. Chris comes in here. Chris comes in here thinking he is his bleep don't stink because of the Dolphins.
Oh my, you're trying to put everything on that. Dolphins. Just admit when you're wrong.
I don't even know why the heck he was brought into the conversation. What does that have to do with Bryce Harper being threatened?
Just using another example of that.
Packers, Eagles. Oh,
should we talk about Tyreek Hill? Oh, I'm pretty sure he dangled a baby over the balcony.
I'm hardly going to defend him.
So,
don't forget Gwen and Chris overtime because Scraby's wrong about some more things on that. So,
thank goodness Chris will not be here the rest of the week. We have a tomorrow off due to Veterans Day.
Back at it Wednesday.
Back at it Wednesday. Tony and I know Chris. Good night, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.